the GAA celebrated its 125th anniversary last year. And perhaps to many, the GAA has never been as strong, especially in counties like Tyrone, where success at All Ireland level has really raised the profile. However, it's been recognised by the Tyrone County Board that there are problems, especially in urban areas. So much so that the County Board have set up an urban youth strategy team to look at the problems that urban clubs are incurring. The likes of Omagh St Enda's, Cookstown Father Rocks, Strabane Sigerson's, Dungannon Thomas Clark's and Castle Derrick St Eugene's. Michael McGahey is the head of the team and he called in for a chat this week to discuss the strategy. Well, Michael, thanks very much for coming in to chat to us about the strategy. And when we mention strategy, it immediately has perhaps an off-putting effect on so many people.
Well, I can understand how people would be concerned about that, Paddy. First of all, I agree with you that people shouldn't be afraid of the word strategy. Really, it's a work plan. It's a way that urban clubs will help themselves. And it's for us as the county board who recognise that town clubs face problems that the country clubs don't face, and it's for us to put a plan in place that they can increase participation by 20% by the year 2015 in all activities across the whole the remit. That's including ladies football, camogie, hurling, score, even Irish language. Everything will be included in that, Paddy.
It's a major undertaking, Michael. There's no getting away from that. But it's something that has been needed in the urban areas of Tyrone, and you've identified the clubs in the towns that need the help.
Yes, it's focusing on those clubs initially. Now, there will be an improvement. First of all, do we intend to look at things like one wall handball will be one, like non-competitive Gaelic football, like Paddy, like people like ourselves, into our 40s,
who are past
playing football, play indoor soccer, and that. Why don't we play indoor Gaelic football? Yeah. So it's the intention is to put a structure to all those things, mm-hmm. and all those things will help the rural clubs as well. Our focus will be on the town clubs and on those town clubs themselves. Now, as next year goes on and we see how things are improving, there will of course be an ability to roll it out to the Lake of Drumraz, the Lake of Killyclahars. The clubs that we are including is Omagh, Dungannon, Strabane, Castlederg, Cookstown. Have I missed one, Paddy, ever?
Dungannon
as well, Paddy, yes, thank you.
The strategy work has already started, I believe, Michael. You've wrote to, or you're writing to the clubs to get their feedback.
Well, I've contacted the clubs. I've already started actually to talk to the club committees. I'll be talking to all the club committees prior to what we will have as a strategic event, which will be held in end of April, the start of May. It'll probably be in Kelly's Hotel. And the idea of that will be to break it into workshops where we can... Again, the ownership of this, it belongs to the clubs. We are there to aid the clubs to help themselves to increase their membership. You know, if you take the Lake of Strabane has grown by 26% in this last 10 years. Mm-hmm. The Lake of Omagh has grown by 12 to 16% this last 10 years. But yet, the membership of those clubs is quite close to what it is in rural clubs. I know people will say, have a look at how well Omagh has done. Have a look at how well Cookstown have done, and that they have done tremendously well. But the point I would make is, could more not be done for more people?
As you said, Michael, it's all very well having the big colour brochure and the strategy in place. It's now, though, about the implementation of it, isn't it?
Implementation is the whole thing, Paddy, and that's what we're about. It is more than just a glossy document. All of us have seen far too many glossy documents which are just fired in a heap. We are there to interact with people, because it's people that make things work, and we think that with a wee bit of enthusiasm and earnest endeavour that a lot can be achieved.
The cut-off point, I see, is July 2010. What do you hope to come out of this in the months that follow July 2010?
July 2010 is when the glossy document is produced, Paddy. After that, that's when the hard work starts. That's where we keep on talking to clubs, keep on making yourselves available to clubs. And again, we're chatting about ladies, handball, hurling, the whole, everything to do with the GAA. Our aim is to make the GAA the focal point of urban communities, and to make the GAA activities, the activities of choice in urban areas.